you know, we didn't put them down. To me, it's amazing how we are. I'd hear the term, all my relations, or we're all one. And that's about inclusivity. You know, welcome to our circle. You know, as long as you're respectful. I've seen that. I heard it. I'm part of it. That healing road. First off, to be comfortable with who I am. I was told that I'm part Spanish and part Irish. So I'm in mixed blood. And today I'm okay with that. You know, I don't know how much or I know that I am mixed blood. I accept that. I was talking to youth once, and there was Indigenous youth and Métis youth, and we're in a circle. And I was teaching them how to chant, sing for our supper. We're having supper. I said, okay, and everybody in the circle can sing for our supper. And I noticed some of them really uneasy. And I told them, you know what, you're all part of the circle. We're all one because we're shoulder to shoulder in this circle. Because some of them were Métis and mixed blood and they have. And there was Indigenous people from reservation that were the same, you know. They had reddish hair, blonde hair, some of them blue eyes. Difference in the pigment or coloring of the skin. And I tell him, this elder is welcoming you and wants you to help me sing. I told them, you know, you look at me and I'm obviously Indigenous. I said, but I have Irish and Spanish in me and I accept it. I said, I can't take out a knife and cut my arm open and let out the Irish and the Spanish in me. That's impossible. It's there forever, I said. So I want you to help me. I said, an elder told me, you know, and we're talking about identity and mixed blood and things. And this one elder told us, because this has been a problem, we've started treating people mean that are non-status or mixed blood as Indigenous people. Some of us. Some did it. Remember this elder saying, you know, and you look at the colors in the medicine wheel, and you look at Europeans, we call them white man, white people. And he says, every group has a gift. And the white people got the gift of movement. Look at they come to North America, South America, New Zealand, Australia, to the moon, now to Mars. You know, they got the gift of movement. They're moving constantly. They move away from their homeland. No problem. Then they say that we're the red man or we're the indigenous people. We got the gift of vision. We can see consequences of overhunting, of overfishing, of harming Mother Earth. So we didn't do that because of the gift of vision. Our people could see consequences. So he says, so if you have European and indigenous in you, consider it a gift that you got two gifts, the gift of movement and the gift of vision. He was saying Asians have the gift of time, that they have this patience about them. This is his observations. And I took them to heart. So I have gifts in me from my European ancestry. And I took that to heart because I've traveled across Canada, I've traveled on to the United States and different parts of the world. I didn't want to at first, but once I started, it wasn't a problem. It's probably that Irish or Spanish ancestry in me. You know, this understanding that we're all one. We're in this together. Human beings. Uchl miuch. Ul means original, and miuch is referring to Temiuch, Mother Earth, the holder of all the gifts. We're all connected to this earth, and we all can impact it. My wish is that we be the same, like the elders that I've been talking about, how accepting they were and how helpful they were, how healthy they were, kind, compassionate people. In my view, the real elders accepted people with good hearts and good minds, interacted with them, and at times would live with them. It's a, you know, and I think of the our people that accomplished, that became successful. To me, a lot of them didn't have an identity problem. They were totally comfortable in their own skin, so nothing was holding them back. They were resilient. I'd hear stories like, say, Jim Thorpe, for instance. A wonderful athlete, a gold medal athlete. You know, there are many of them. Billy Mills, another gold medal athlete from the United States. When I think of all of the men and women that fought in the First and Second World War and the Korean conflict, indigenous would go and fight for what's right, to protect the people. My dad was one of them, my late father, my late uncles, Second World War. Put down that statue, my identity, and went to fight as Canadians to protect the people living in Canada. That is a high calling. That's a high road, you know. Put aside their differences. They're still here today. You know, I know that. But it is changing. You know, and I use the term real elder. To me, they're healers, they're philosophers, their teachers. They didn't talk blood quantum, what's right or what's wrong. When they talk about what's wrong, they'd be encouraging people to change. That understanding that we all need each other and we all need to work together. Oh, I get filled with pride when I see Indigenous graduates in universities and colleges. And I see them wearing a feather or regalia over their graduation robes. I'm just so filled with pride. And I see that's Indigenous. I remember my daughter graduated high school. And she is Indigenous. Comfortable in her own skin. She says, grade 12, she says, Dad, I don't want a gown. I want a buckskin dress. Okay. So I went out and gathered buckskin. And my sister made the dress, my late sister. And my late mother made the moccasins. And she had her hair braided, and she had a nice brooch with a plume on it. And, beautiful. I remember I borrowed the camera because I wanted to take pictures of her. And because she was on the principal's roll of honor, she led the procession out, and she had a white guy on each side of her. And I was looking at Indigenous. I was so proud. I had tears in my eyes. I had a hard time to take pictures. I don't even think I took any that were worth anything. I have a picture, though. And that's being Indigenous in a white society. I've seen many examples of that, of where our people, when they put their mind to it, they can rise to the top in those systems and show the people what we're capable of. And that's being okay, being Indigenous. I got no problem with it. If you have a problem, that's your problem. Yeah. So I want you to acknowledge all the ones that never gave up on our Indigenous identity. That dug their heels in and say, no, I'm going to do a ceremony. You can put me in jail. Do whatever you want. I'm going to continue. I'm going to hunt. I'm going to fish. I'm going to pick berries. I'm going to do what our people have done since the beginning of time. Let's acknowledge them. It means let's confess those are beautiful people. And all the ones that were scooped up and taken away from their culture, we welcome them back. It doesn't matter if they don't know who their people are, because sometimes I've heard people say that. I'd say, what ancestry are you? I was asking that to a young lady in one of my circles. Let's introduce ourselves and say what ancestry we were from. You know, because I knew that identity. I realized identity is an issue for many people. It got to her, and she says, said her name and where she's from, where she was living. I went up to her after we were having a break, and I said, can I ask you why you didn't want to identify? And she looked at me and she said, Jerry, I don't know. You know, I'm part of the 60 scoop stuff. Right away, I was shaking my head at myself. And I said, oh, I'm sorry that I was pushing you to tell you to identify yourself. And you didn't want to because you don't know. And I told her, I accept you as who you are. And you are indigenous. That teaching of being careful and sincere come back to me. You know, and I see youngsters being uneasy at times and sometimes resentful. And they're saying, why didn't I have that? Why didn't I have a vision quest? Why didn't I have a naming ceremony? Oh, my life changed. And they gave, my grandauntie says, you're Patse, my great-grandfather's name. My identity as Stetlium strengthened then. Then I received other names, indigenous names. So I feel when people don't have that, and I wish I could give them a name, make a name for them. And I have done that for some people. And I see their appreciation. So this podcast is about healing ourselves. Remember, all meaningful change comes from within us. So if you know you have indigenous in you, accept that. And if other people don't accept it, that's their problem. I don't want you to take their problems on. Jerry accepts it. If you come up and tell me that my great-grandmother was a Cree or my grandfather or whoever, or whatever nation, I have no reason to doubt you. There are people that take advantage of that and want to take advantage of it, but that's their problem, like I say, when people ask me, because identity theft, and usually it's a big problem when it's about money, it's about resources. I tell them an indigenous way of believing that a person's lying and doing something wrong, they're going to suffer for that. Eventually, it's going to catch up to them. Justice will be done just by the old law of what goes around comes around. You know, so I encourage you, wherever you are, you know, like when I go to a different country, and I was with the Carrier people, Fort St. James, and those areas, I learned how to say hello in their language, Hadi. Addy, you know, not trying to appropriate, but just being respectful to them. Same as nice and co-sailors, E-T-Y-L-C-M. How are you doing, you know? Oh, no, I learned some of those phrases. I believe we must do that. It's like that old saying, when you're in Rome, do as the Romans do. So I do my best. Go with the Crees, I'll say Tansi. I'll say Nietzsche. You know, I know a few words here and there. And that's about shoring up identity for everyone. But I'm learning the language word by word. I have a dictionary. I still struggle with pronunciation. But I learn words. I know songs. I embrace that part of my identity. I do ceremony in my way. I tell people today I'm a proud pagan, which simply means I practice a way of my people to the best of my ability. One of my elders said, I don't question anybody how they do a ceremony. If they found out that's how they do it, or they're taught that's the way they do it, I got no business telling them to change it. No business, he said. Such a wonderful elder. Colonial way, I think we criticize each other, belittle each other at times, and we must stop that. We must encourage our youngsters to say what Indigenous is. Indigenous is being respectful, being generous, to value knowledge, to know about compassion and love, you know, to practice the way our people lived. When we lived that way, there was no extinction. Was there mistakes between us? Yes. Was there a war between the tribes? Yes. I don't want to sound sanctimonious, holier than thou. Yes, we had troubles, but we knew how to fix them. And I think the most part that I'd like to close off this podcast with is saying that we did not other people. We wouldn't stoop down to being mean-spirited, mean-tongued. You know, one of my examples is, and I've said this before, you know, we were discouraged from making fun of people with mental health issues. You know, at least I was. You know, we couldn't make fun of people because of the way they were. One of my examples in my life was Pahosh. My grandmother raised Pahosh. And he was mental disability. He was like 5 or 6 years all his life. That's how old he was. He never matured, never. But we didn't make fun of him. My people took care of him. After my granny passed away, the community built him a little log house. Stayed there till he went to the spirit world. Inclusiveness. You don't shun people for being different in an Indigenous way. It was so solid, that law, that protocol. We didn't even have to talk about it, but we'd remind each other, no, you don't do that. That's not our way. That's a beautiful way. So let's celebrate our identity, no matter how much it is. If you're half, quarter, 16th, just be glad that you got it. If I was going to do the math on my identity, I'd be maybe a third Statley. I'm a third Irish, a third Spanish. I don't know. It's even silly for me to say that. What if I was going to do that? But I think Statlium. I live Indigenous as much as I can. You know, I got all the, I'll say the bells and whistles. I drive a vehicle. I got a recording studio in my basement. I got drums. I got stereos. I got a TV, you know. So I'm part of, I guess you can say it all. But I surely do treasure the Indigenous worldview, Indigenous art, Indigenous music, Indigenous people. That's what I value. That's what I love. And I know it's inclusive. That it is. It's about inclusivity. I tell people, and I make my first hand drum. Oh, it's so beautiful. I had to do it over. I don't know how many times. I'm looking at it. That's a beautiful drum. Teacher says, you have to give it away. You know? Because that's being Indigenous. Building relationships. And I was taught, you don't give away to your relatives. You give away to somebody else, because then you're going to build a relationship with that other family. And when you need help, they'll come and help you. That's being Indigenous. That's Indigenous identity. being generous, being kind, being helpful. It's a good way. In my mind, I said to myself, every human being at one time was indigenous. They're connected to the land in Europe, as Spanish, as Irish, as Celtic, as Italian, and we're hunter-gatherers too. So it shouldn't be a big leap for us to go back to those indigenous values of generosity and respect and thinking and generations, not fiscal years, not the corporate values, but indigenous values that 560 years from now our descendants are going to have clean water, deer meat to eat, plants to eat, going to have a life like we do. That's being indigenous. And we need to go back to that. So I encourage you to embrace yourself as who you are. You know, and embrace the values and the protocols of being grateful, being supportive. That golden rule, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated, is so true and so common sense. And indigenous people had that. I'd even say maybe we created it. Yes, yeah, so, you know, this, it feels good to accept yourself. So that's what I'd like to close off with, that encourage you. And to do your best. To look after yourself. Look after Mother Earth. Look after the people. It's a good way of life when you live that way. Every goodness you do will come back to you. When my auntie said, maybe it'll be a big circle before that goodness and generosity you give out will come back to you, but it will come back. And I believe that. So you take care of yourself and you learn one word, one indigenous word a day. Learn to dance, learn to sing. Ask someone to take you to ceremony. Because the ceremonies are all about healing, all about goodness. Use the medicines that Mother Earth gave us. And cedar grows out of the ground. It doesn't say it's just for indigenous or sage or any of the medicines. It's for the human beings. You know, so pandemics here. Use the medicines. Strengthen your spirit. Strengthen your immune system, your body. Strengthen your mind. We must. That's how the indigenous people survived smallpox, Spanish flu, different pandemics. Racism to me is a pandemic. We survived it by using indigenous ways, indigenous way of life. And we're still here. We're still going strong, and we got beautiful people that have succeeded, have made it, shows us that we can all do that as indigenous people. So I'd just like to say it's a good day to be Uchlamuch, to be a human being from planet Earth. You take care, be safe. Role model for the children. They're relying on us.